This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Coming up, the longest presidential vacation in memory. And it wasn't in Texas. But first, in primaries across the country, voters are making choices that will eventually decide who controls Congress after November. This week, the longest-serving Democrat now in the House of Representatives took a step toward staying there. Michigan Congressman John Dingell sailed to an easy win over Lynn Rivers. Colorado residents vote next week, followed soon by primaries in Georgia and Oklahoma. And we turn now to Bob Benenson. He's the political editor for Congressional Quarterly, and he's here in our Washington studios. Mr. Benenson, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome, Steve.
How many races are really open, up for grabs this year of the 435 members of the House of Representatives who are really running? How many of them really have a contest?
There are very few. Over the last few election cycles, the amount of competition has really gotten very narrow. The expense of running campaigns has really forced the parties to really focus on the most competitive races. Plus, redistricting has limited the amount of competition as well. Most of the districts in the country are built either for the Democrats or the Republicans, and there are very few swing districts. Right now, we're seeing about 75 races in which there's any level of competition out of the 435 districts, and even most of those are pretty long-shot races.
But these 75 races clearly could make a difference into who controls the House of Representatives.
Absolutely. The Republicans have held the majority in the House since their big upswing in 1994. But their majorities have been very narrow and getting a little bit more narrow every time. The Democrats have tried to take back control and failed. But this year they only need a net gain of 6 seats to take control of the House.
There's a primary coming up in Colorado. What other races would you like to bring to our attention in those states?
Colorado has one other race that's interesting in the redistricting context. Colorado has been booming. It's been gaining a lot of population, gained a House seat. And the redistricting plan was drawn by judges, and they created a new district that is almost evenly balance between the two parties, almost 50-50. So that's going to be a really interesting race to watch. It's in the Denver suburbs. It kind of forms a little U-shape around the city of Denver. And both parties have very competitive primaries that will be occurring on Tuesday, the 13th. And regardless of who wins in each party, it's going to be a very competitive race.
No incumbent in that race.
No incumbent.
Bob Benenson, I want to ask you about the Senate, where obviously just a shift of a couple of seats could make a huge difference. The Democrats up 51-49. There's a primary coming up in Georgia. Can you tell me about that situation and how that could affect the election in the Senate?
Well, the primary is pretty much a settled issue. Max Cleland, who's the Democratic senator, is going to be renominated easily, and Representative Saxby Chambliss, a four-term Republican, is heavily favored in the Republican primary. So the candidates have used the primary as an opportunity to test out their issues. Georgia, obviously, like most southern states, is quite conservative, but it still has very deep southern Democratic roots, and Max Cleland has been able to profile himself as a moderate to conservative Democrat. He's also a war hero. He lost both of his legs and an arm in a grenade incident in Vietnam combat. So in a time when homeland security and defense issues are very important, Max Cleland is somebody who symbolizes all of that. But Saxby Chambliss, his Republican opponent, is saying that Cleland's not conservative enough. He votes too often with the, quote, liberal Democratic majority in the Senate. So we picked that race as symbolic of the impact of the homeland security issue.
I want to ask about one other thing here. Most of these primaries will be very sparsely attended. I think we can forecast that reasonably. Not very many people will show up to vote. And I wonder if it is fair to ask if that's actually appropriate, because so much of the politics has already been done and so many races were already decided 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, when no one was paying attention.
The primaries are decisive in most of these districts. Most of the districts are either very Democratic or very Republican. So you have to get, if you want your voice to be heard, if you want to register your opinion and have an impact, you really have to participate in primaries. But the fact of the matter is, turnout is generally very low. Voters don't tune into the elections generally until September or even October. And if you're a real pro-democracy, get-involved advocate, a lot of people are really passing up their franchise.
Bob Benenson is the political editor at Congressional Quarterly. Mr. Benenson, thanks very much for coming by.
You're welcome, Steve.